नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल टेक्स्ट 39 कथम स्विद ध्रियते दंड किं वास्य स्थानम् इप्सितम् दंड्या किं कारिन सर्वे आहो स्वित कतिचिन नृणाम् कथं स्विद्रियते दंड किं वास्य स्थानम् इप्सितम् दंड्या किं कारिन सर्वे आहो स्वित कतिचिन्रिनम्। ट्रांसलेशन And purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: what is the process of punishing others? Who are the actual candidates for punishment? Are all karmis engaged in fruitive activities punishable, or only some of them? Purport by Srila Prabhupada: one who has the power to punish others should not punish everyone. There are innumerable living entities, the majority of whom are in the spiritual world and are nitya mukta, everlastingly liberated. There is no question of judging this liberated living entity beings. Only a small fraction of the living entities, perhaps 1/4, are in the material world. And the major portion of the living entities in the material world, 8 lakh of the 84 lakh forms of life, are lower than human beings. They are not punishable, for under the laws of material nature, they are automatically evolving. Human beings who are advanced in consciousness are responsible, but not all of them are punishable. Those engaged in advanced pious activities are beyond punishment. Only those who engage in sinful activities are punishable. Therefore, the Vishnudutas particularly inquired about who is punishable and why Yamraj has been designated to discriminate between the who is punishable and who is not. How is one to be judged? What is the basic principle of authority? These are the questions raised by the Vishnudutas. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So actually I come from Belgaum to hear from all of you, but somehow going through forced me to sit over here. My misfortune. Here we are finding that Ajamil is crying out name of his son Narayan, and he is supposed to be taken away by Yamadutas, and by the potency of the name of Narayan, Vishnudutas also appeared on the scene. So which is a very rare sight. Vishnudutas belong to Vishnu Loka, and they appeared from Vishnu Loka in this material world, and for them somebody is being punished is a very very rare sight, because they are part of a spiritual world, and in spiritual world everybody is Nitya Siddha. So that means nobody is punished in spiritual world. Everybody is liberated. So there is no question of committing sin. Everybody, the business in spiritual world is that everybody attracted towards Vaikuntha Nath. And everybody tries to render devotional service to him. So there is no question that somebody is avoided punishment. So for Vishnu Duta, to have seen somebody being punished is being very rare sight. In Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha, there is a place where no kuntha, that means there is no misery. There is no sins, there is no punishment. So in Vaikuntha Loka, everything is transcendental and spiritually potent, where there is no question of there is some material misery inflicted on somebody else. There is no sin at all in Vaikuntha Loka. I was reading one of the purport given by Srila Prabhupada. So it mentions that in Vaikuntha Loka, Lord of Vaikuntha is so merciful that he gives a similar kind of body to the residents also. Spiritual body, four-handed body. So the father is so merciful that he is avoiding everything, whatever he has got, similar facility, he is avoiding to all the residents of Vaikuntha Lokas. And as Vaikuntha Nath has got Lakshmiji besides him, similarly, all the residents all also got beautiful wife along with them. And the beauties of husband and wife is infinitely more powerful than the beauty which is there in this material world. And it is not that they are not attracted with each other. Husband and wife are attracted with each other by their beauty. Beauty is very powerful over there. But still, their absorption in Krishna consciousness or serving or glorifying Vishnu is so powerful that they don't care for such beauty, or they are not attracted to do some sinful act by getting attracted by that beauty. There is no sex urge in Vaikuntha Loka. So there is no question of any type of sin in Vaikuntha Loka, because a person who is always engaged in devotional service, there is no question that he can be engaged in sinful activity. So somebody who is eternally situated in Vaikuntha Loka, so there is no question that he has seen sin. He is beyond seeing any type of punishment. And most of the time, Vishnu Duta will come. So he will come to take somebody of pious soul or somebody who is a devotee to take them back to the spiritual world. So this is the first instance maybe, or that may be the rare instance for Vishnu Duta also, that they are just coming and at the same time they are seeing Yamaduta also. So for them, they are bewildered that how is it so? And for them, somebody is being punished. It's very horrifying sin, because they have not seen anyone being punished. For example, somebody who is very innocent person, never killed any ant, and somehow he goes to a place where animals being killed. So what will the immediate reaction? That why this being are killed? Or who is given authority to kill them animals? Or what is the sins of these animals? So similar questions are put by Vishnu Duta, because they are surprised. How somebody can do some act like this to punish somebody? So they are putting questions like, what is the process of punishing others? Who are the actual candidates for punishment? Are all karmis engaged in fruitive activities punishable? Or only some of them? They are asking many questions because they are surprised that why a person can be punished. Because they are coming from a land where nobody is punished, because everybody is serving Lord. In the Purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that most of the living entities are Nitya Muktas. That means they are like good citizens. Good citizens not required to be punished. Suppose somebody is a good citizen and he is unduly punished by, say, police inspector or by some, say, authority, naturally the other citizens will be surprised or rebel that why you are doing such an act. Similarly, Vishnu Duta are surprised to see Yamdutas taking him and asking repeated inquiries that what is the authority that one should punish such person. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada nicely explains that most of the living entities are beyond the purview of punishments. It is not that all the living entities are required to be punished. Most of the living entities, as told, there are two types of living entities. One is Nityabaddha and Nityamukta. Nityamukta, that means they are liberated persons, and Nityabaddha, that means they are bound persons. And the quantity of Nityamukta will be always greater than Nityabaddha. Like say in material world also, we find that those who are liberated compared to those who are living in jail will be naturally be more. That's why they are staying outside. Similarly, in this complete creation of the Lord, spiritual and material creation of the Lord, Nitya Mukta are in much larger quantity than Nitya Baddha. So very small portion can be under the jurisdiction of punishment. Of that also Srila Prabhupada writes that there are 84 lakh species, and out of that 84 lakh species, 8 lakh are non-human, and non-human species doesn't come under the purview of Yamaraj. Like say animals doesn't come under the purview of Yamaraj because they don't have their intelligence given to do certain act. So they are not doing karma and they don't get sinful reactions. So animals are beyond the purview of Yamaraj. So out of 84 lakh species, only 4 lakh species that are there in material world comes under the purview of Yamaraj. Also, out of that 4 lakh species, many of them will be pious souls and many will be devotees of the Lord. So very small portion comes under the purview of Yamaraj or Yamduta. So that's why Vishnuduta is asking question that who has given you authority to do such an act. Very small portions come under the purview of Yamaraj. Another question they ask, what is the authority? For giving punishment, some authority should be there. Like say Yamaraj, he is an authority given by Lord himself, and it cannot be questioned. Like say without authority, if somebody punishes, then it can be treated as sin himself. He himself should be punishable. For example, a government gives an authority to a constable or a commissioner or inspector to give some punishment, and that also prescribed according to the laws. They cannot act beyond that. If a policeman or police inspector acts beyond his capacity or beyond his purview, he himself can be punishable. So authority is very essential. Suppose a policeman is there, inspector is there, he is unduly, say, torturing people or punishing people or killing people, naturally he himself will go behind bars or he will be punishable. So more important is that authority should be there. And Yamaraj, he is an authority given by Sri Krishna himself. That's why he can give punishment. Any Tom, Dick and Harry cannot give punishment in this material world. People in this material world want to give punishment to others. But who has given them authority to do that? Many of the innocent people are being punished. For example, Prabhupada repeatedly writes in his books about innocent animals being killed in some secluded corners. And people want to punish animals. They want to kill animals. But Prabhupada says that who has given them authority? Without authority, how can a person can kill animals? They don't have any authority. Or many times, like say, demonic people want to punish others. Like say, even mothers killing children in the womb. What authority they've got or power they've got to kill a child in the womb. So naturally, if somebody who doesn't have authority to do certain act, naturally that person himself will be punishable. Some person who is killing animals or somebody who is killing children in the womb, naturally by the law of karma, they themselves will be punishable in near future. There will be misery. So Vishnudutas are surprised. Actually, in one way, in this material world, everybody is punished according to point of Vishnudutas. Even Yamududas are also being punished. Because as long as, suppose, somebody is not, say, engaged in service of the Lord, naturally he is in a miserable situation. If a person is in a miserable situation, he is in one way, he is getting a tenure of punishment. So what to speak of some small portion of people who come under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, all 84 lakh species of people who doesn't do devotional service, including Yamadutas, are actually been punished. So according from the point of view of Vishnuduta, even Yamduta are being punished because they are not rendering devotional service, and not rendering devotional service is the greatest punishment. If somebody is rendering devotional service, and even if he is punished during that time, the punishment will not be considered very major. Like say, Mukunda was punished in Chaitanya Leela. So Mukunda was told by, informed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he cannot take darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 1 lakh or 10 lakh lifetimes. Anyone knows 1 lakh or 10 lakh? 10 lakh lifetimes. It's a punishment inflicted on Mukunda. But Mukunda was in ecstasy by that. Why? Because he is absorbed in the thoughts of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyone who is absorbed in thoughts of Lord or rendering devotional service, naturally any bodily punishment will not matter them. So from the point of view of Vishnuduta, every living entity in this material world is passing through the phase of punishment. Sometimes we may face that we are good citizen in this India, and I am a good citizen of Indian nation, and Mera Bharat Mahan, and I am also Mahan. So actually, but if we are not performing devotional service, we are also being subjected to various misery. It's not that we may go behind bars and that is the only punishment. Punishment, material nature is giving us punishment in the form of so many different types of punishment: birth, death, old age, disease, Adi Devika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Atmika. So everybody is under the tenure of punishment. Anyone who is there in this material world, only fortunate soul who is, say, struggling to render service to the Lord and his devotees, is a fortunate soul. Soon he will rendered liberation. He will be freed from all this this thing. So from our point of view, somebody is passing through suffering or punishment, somebody is not passing through suffering or punishment. But from Lord's point of view, anyone who is there, who is forgetful of the Lord and who is there in this material world, is under the tenure of punishment only. Because from Krishna's point of view, it is completely different. One time Srila Prabhupada was there, he was flying in a plane, and from his plane, he saw big buildings were like, say, small matchboxes. So Srila Prabhupada told to his disciple sitting next, Ranchur Das. So he told him that, see, we are finding these big skyscrapers as small matchboxes. And Ranchur says, yeah, Srila Prabhupada, because from plane it looks so small, so tiny. A person on the top floor of the skyscraper may feel that Lord of the whole city, like say he can see whole city and he felt that I'm dominating whole city. But from an aeroplane, it may look very tiny, matchbox. So Srila Prabhupada told him that from our point of view, it looks like matchbox. So how it will look from Krishna's point of view? It will be so insignificant. So our purview, we may sometimes see that he is punished, he is not punished, but actually everybody is punished in this material world because we are forgetting Krishna. That is the main punishment, main tenurement given in this material world. And this material world is a jail. As long as we are in this material world, this will be Kuntha only, no Vaikuntha. And to the degree we remember Krishna, it will be Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means where devotional service is given prominence. So even devotional service have given prominence in this material world, this place can also become Vaikuntha. Like say Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that myself and my wife, they engage always in devotional service, and we find that this place is Vaikuntha. Why? Because they are keeping deity in center, and that's why their life is blissful. There is no question of punishment. So whether a person is there in spiritual world or material world, one should always remain engaged in service of the Lord. Then one can escape this punishment given by Yamaraj and the representatives, Yamadutas. Different punishments are there in this material world, but like say, as I told, very few small portion of the people are given the punishment. Like say, in scriptures it is said that king has got power to punish. As a representative of God, he has got power to punish. Sometimes somebody say, why punishment is needed? But if no punishment, then everything will be haywire over here. Suppose government decides today that no defense department, no defense department, no policemen. What will happen? There will be crime will go infinitely high. Every person will be involved in crime. Is it not? Because if there is no check on our activities, naturally everybody will be engaged in doing crimes. So that's why a department is necessary to check the people's crime. And that's why God has given authority to king also. So king gives punishment. Sometimes even king gives punishment to a murderer. Punishment of a murder. Somebody will say it's so cruel punishment. Because if that punishment is not given, he will do more murders. And if he do more murders, what will happen? He will be entailed more in sinful activity. And in future, he is to suffer more. So in the good cause of that murderer, king gives punishment. That is one advantage. And another is that others also are checkful of that. Like in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada writes that in just recent past, some of the Mohammedan countries, they were so strict in giving punishment that if any small stealing is also there, they used to cut their hands. So somebody by mistake, even wallet has fallen on the ground, nobody used to touch it on that Mohammedan country in recent past also. Because so strict the government was there. Even we find in many of the countries, they like say even steal, rob, and there is not much punishment is given. But in the law and order is very strict, even if the crime is obvious, still people will not entail because the punishment is so heavy. Just to gain some amount of money, they may lose their hands. So people are scared to do any nonsensical act. So to maintain law and order, punishment is required. But even the king used to give some, like say, exemption to some classes of people, like say, old people or brahmanas or sages or children or women, because they are treated to be some soft corner dealing has needed to this kind of people. So even king used to be liberal. He used to not inflict punishment on this type of people. But king has got power to give punishment, but he used to use discrimination. Why king has got power? Because he is representative of God. Like say in Chaitanya Leela also, one of the devotees, Gopinath Patnaik, he was being punished. And devotees informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopinath Patnaik is being punished for some very minor cause. And repeatedly devotees were approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that king is representative of God, so I cannot interfere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't interfere in that. And somehow by Lord Chaitanya's grace, he was released. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that king is representative of God and he has got power to punish. So who can punish is one who is representing God can only punish, otherwise, and nobody in this material world has got power to punish. So we can see king or Yamaraj, both are representative of Krishna, and that's why they have got power to punish, that also to certain degree only. And that punishment is meant for overall good for all the people. It's not meant for some simply torturing some person. Some punishment is given so that there is an upliftment in the civilization. So that's why some punishment is given. And that's why here Vishnudutas are inquiring about who is the authority. Sometimes somebody is punished, immediately we say, sometimes some TC may be there, he may not be in dress, and immediately he may ask for ticket and we say, kya tumhara identity card hai kya karke can so. So immediately we ask for authority, that what is the authority for us for this punishment. So similarly Vishnudutas are also asking Yamudutas, what is their actually authority to punish these people. Only Krishna's representative can punish, like say father sometimes punishes the child. Reason is that for the betterment of the child, not for the to make the child miserable. So it is punishment is higher sense is given for as an act of love, not as an act of cruelty. We cannot take law and order, danda in our hand, and start to punish people. And especially in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, devotees are recognized for, say, forgiving other people in spite of their worth punishing. In other yugas, even asuras were worth punishing. Same asuras who did same type of activity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their beloved devotees are so merciful that they mercifully they don't punish that people and give them Krishna to that people. And just by accepting Krishna consciousness, such demonic type of people who should be punished for so long time, such people can become devotees and become one of the candidates, like say Vishnuduta. They can become similar to the platform of Vishnuduta. So that power Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement has got. They can turn Yamdutas into Vishnuduta. That power, something more than that. This is the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very merciful. Even somebody is has to be punished. Especially the example of Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, we can see so many sins. What Ajamil has done, Jagai and Madhai has done infinite times more sins than. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confronted and he wanted to kill. But Nityananda Prabhu's request, and he told that in Kali Yuga, all people will be punishable only. So if you want to take somebody to Godhead, then we can't take unless we forgive them. So in Kali Yuga, practically everybody will meet on the streets or outside will be a person who will be has to be punished. Then where is the question that somebody can go to spiritual planet and come to the platform of Vishnuduta or say Vaikuntha Vasi or Golok Vasi? But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's magnanimity, he is giving Krishna to even such a person, engaging such person in devotional service, and they can also go back to Godhead. This is the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. I would like to end over here. Thank you very much. Any criticism, comment, kindly tell so that I can improve myself.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. If one is not a proper king, how is he still the representative of God? If one is not a proper king, how is he still the representative of God? It's like, for example, I don't know that exact pastime of Lord Chaitanya respecting the king. Yeah. Was he a Muslim ruler, that king, that was punishing? Who was punishing him? Okay.
Srila Prabhupada writes in Purport of Parikshit Maharaj, he says that even king some king does some mistake, he should has to be forgiven. He should be considered as representative of God. That is very important. We can't just say, don't accept the laws of the land. We have to, first of all, we have to accept the laws of the land. Unless the king is very notorious, if king is pious and but he is committing some mistake, then we can accept. But if he is very notorious, like say in the pastime of King Vena, so King Vena was a notorious, so even sages tried to counsel him and told that you should stop these activities. But King Vena, he didn't stop it, and he claimed that I am the God and all activities should be centered around me. So ultimately Brahmana rebelled him and they killed King Vena by that mantra. Then present times we find that kings or the rulers are not accepting the God consciousness, but nonetheless we have to accept the laws of the land, whatever is there. We can't like say we have to accept whatever the laws given by the land, and we should say preach Krishna consciousness. That is the case, because unless a Krishna conscious king is there, there is no question of that there is a proper law and order he can give, because he is not representing Krishna. He is just doing on his own whimsical this thing. He's, suppose if he is representing Krishna, then even some mistake is there, then we can accept it. But if he is not representing Krishna and he is just a whimsical, he is not a devotee, then not question that we have to follow all his thing. But whatever laws of land, we have to accept it. I hope I have answered your question. Thank you very much. We'll end over here. Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrund ki jai, Hare Krishna.